Hello.
Hello, is Ash? Hello, is Ashley Miller there?
Is it there?
This is Will from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys, Ms. Miller. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a couple minutes?
Sure.
Thank you very much. I know still a long way off, Ms. Miller, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, proudly vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. And back in 2020 presidential election, that you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you identify as white, African American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
White.
Thank you. May I ask how old are you? What is your age?
35.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Progressive, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I guess satisfied.
Satisfied, okay. I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you for them to focus on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. Fighting inflation and improving the economy, 0 to 10, how important that is to you?
7.
Reducing crime and gun violence?
5.
5. Making housing more affordable?
4.
4. Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
6.
6. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
0.
0. Thank you. Next question. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Am I still rating or just saying I approve or not approve?
No, it's up to you. Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve, I guess.
That will be somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Let's go with somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 and 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Joe Biden, 0 to 100.
Uh, 50.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
55.
Okay. The Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
40.
40. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Next question. Now I want to read to you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. Banning different tobacco products for adults, 0 to 10.
0.
Okay. Preventing underage tobacco use.
8.
Okay. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
0.
Okay, reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
7.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose that ban?
Oppose.
That will be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
I support strongly.
Strongly support, thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Benefit?
Mm-hmm. Much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues.
Okay, thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? First one, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Second, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can and won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which one do you agree with the most?
Harm reduction.
Harm reduction, okay, thank you. Just so you know, we are almost done now. I'd like to read to you some of the things some people say could come to pass if federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. That creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned?
Somewhat,
okay. What about loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today? Are you very concerned, somewhat, not very, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. Next. I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree at all with the statement. Today, adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups like LGBTQ plus community and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How much do you agree with this statement, 0 to 10?
2.
2, okay, thank you. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and larger scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminals. How much do you agree with this statement, 0 to 10?
10.
10. Okay, thank you. The federal government has been rolling back rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in the country they can't smoke at all. How much do you agree with this statement? 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to larger amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes, which will simply give them another market in which to operate. 0 to 10.
6. 6.
Okay, thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you very much. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Harm.
That will be somewhat more or much more harm?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans or on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who you vote for?
No impact.
Thank you. In the last 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Beer. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Liquor or spirits? Yes or no?
Yes.
Wine?
Yes.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
What was that?
Heat not burn tobacco products, like e-vapor cigarettes? No. Okay.
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Cigarettes?
Nope.
Soda pop?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's, okay, thank you. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle.
Thank you. Are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
On occasion, yes.
but right now?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you so much. You have a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.